This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The disciples recounted, the disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and Psalms would be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. So the reading of the Gospel this morning is taken from St. Luke, St. Luke's account. And you got to do a bit of mental jumping about or mental calisthenics and realize that this Gospel was written some around the year 80. And Luke and people naturally are saying, "Well, we never saw Jesus. How do we know that he rose from the dead? All we have is what has been handed down to us. Where do we find Jesus nowadays? Or how is he present to us?" And so Luke is trying to explain to them, he's present to you every time we come together in unity and in charity, without any differences between us or anger between us, to celebrate the Eucharist. Then that's how Jesus is present to us now. And so that is how Jesus is present to us here and now, this morning on the 8th of April 2021, almost 2,000 years after he left this earth. The other thing we got to realize that when we're talking about the resurrection, it's very important to use the right words, to phrase it right. So Jesus, the human Jesus was raised from the dead. So it's not correct to say Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus was raised from the dead. Christ, it would be right to say Christ rose from the dead, because Christ is God, Jesus was human. And then the other problem is that he, this is difficult for us to imagine or to understand, but it also, to a certain extent, is what our future will be. And this is why Holy Easter week is very important. It teaches us so many things that we're not talking, when we talk about the resurrection, we're not talking about a resuscitated body, but we're talking about a totally different, you might say, corporeality, a totally different bodiliness. And so Jesus could be here, there, and everywhere, whereas we at the moment are confined to a human body. So if we're here, we cannot be over there. But that changes when we die, and our future resurrection, we too will have, like Jesus, a universal presence. Now you might say, what kind of a concept is that? That's very difficult to understand. Well, as I often say to people at a funeral, we'll be with God, we'll be in heaven. And what is heaven? It's a state of being. It's a state of being totally with God. That's the definition of heaven. And where is God? God is everywhere. So when you and I die, where will we be? We'll be everywhere, because we'll be with God, and God is everywhere.